A parliamentary committee examining youth justice issues has been dissolved after failing to agree on an interim report. The Youth Justice Reform Select Committee was disbanded after a motion was moved in state parliament last night, roughly 8 months after the group's establishment was announced. Independent member for Noosa, Sandy Bolton, says her position as the chair of the committee had become untenable.
Even though there was consensus within the committee that Queensland's youth justice system is not meeting the community's expectations, members' views on how best to address these have proved polarising.
Caloundra police are appealing for anyone with further information around suspicious behaviour following an alleged trespass incident at Meriden Plains early this month. On April 5, a resident chased down a man and held him until police arrived after allegedly spotting the man in the yard of his home. The 28-year-old man's been charged with one count of trespass and is expected to appear in Caloundra Magistrates Court next month. Police are currently undertaking further inquiries into reported and unreported similar incidents in the area, and they're appealing to anyone who has any relevant info to come forward. Westfield Bondi Junction will reopen today for a shopping-free day of reflection after the weekend's mass stabbing. The centre has been closed for 5 days after six people were killed. One of those, 38-year-old former Sunshine Coast osteopath Ashley Good, her 9-month-old baby, who was also stabbed, is continuing to recover in hospital. The centre will remain open for trade tomorrow. And a forum will be held on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon to consider how the region can work to protect our koala populations. The talks will be attended by council officers, wildlife carers and policymakers, along with members of the public. They'll discuss koala health, population trends and local conservation efforts, while a senior vet from the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital will unveil the results of a 3-year study that tracked koalas released from the Wildlife Hospital after treatment and rehabilitation.